You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Not as sorry as we are.
Yeah, I'm sorry I woke up this morning.
Seems like we were just here.
Yeah.
A few hours ago.
In fact, I'm wearing the same clothes. I think I slept here and I didn't remember it. Wow.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Happy Friday.
It's been a buzzsaw weekend, actually.
Weekend?
Our week, rather. Yeah. It's an amazing thing to do 80 shows in 1 week. I lost track.
Wasn't quite that many, but yeah. Seemed like it sometimes.
I'll keep you updated on the light situation in Madison. They have improved
the stoplights
a little bit. The timing is much better now.
Oh, good.
I feel good. I feel good about the lights.
Yeah,
so,
I got home. I got here pretty early. Yeah. It's the first time
it
worked forever.
Right? Yeah. The lights all worked out.
They all worked out.
Yeah. You know, you gotta worry most about people who own sedans. Those little cars with four doors on them.
Yeah, we remember what sedans are.
They're the new Prius for me. They are the slowest drivers in the world. They have the slowest reaction times of anybody at a light.
Right.
Please, you guys, really.
Just get with it.
Just help us.
Come on. Here, get out of the way.
And I'm just talking about, I have my Prius this week. This is not the space car.
Right.
Okay? So...
Just, space car is under reconstruction.
It is under reconstruction. Thank you for reminding everyone. The 12-volt battery went in a giant car that has a huge battery in it. It's like, you know, getting this fantastic battery-operated electric car
right.
and then finding out that two A cells in it are are dead. You know, it's just like... Do I need those?
Yeah.
isn't that for the remote control? Oh, my God. I don't know anymore. You know, and the thing, I do have a complaint about the car, and that is that my Prius has a key fob.
Key fob.
And that fob is a walk up to the car if it's locked. It opens a car. Mm-hmm. It unlocks it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that this high-tech machine that I have now, this space car that I own,
right.
Doesn't have that same feature. I actually have to take it out of my pocket. I have to hit the button in order to unlock the doors.
Oh,
think,
man.
What is this? You know?
What a pain.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I whine and complain about just about anything. I'll find something.
But it's all going to work out fine, I'm sure. Once it gets out of the shop,
yeah,
it'll be perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Okay. Well, yeah, it'll be perfect. When it says maintenance, like most cars do, when it's time for changing the oil or something,
yeah.
Instead of doing all that stuff, because it doesn't have any of that stuff and doesn't need oil or grease or anything else,
yeah.
it needs a software update. That's the maintenance that I have to go in to get at the dealership. They'll plug in the USB. Why don't they just give me the website for the update?
Well, right. You would think they would provide that to you.
Right? Well, it'd be hard to get the car in the house so I could connect it to a USB.
So what, they just put a USB into the car and just that's it?
Well, I would assume that's just about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a software update. Huh. It's a tech package. It's called the Wind. You know, it's the Kia Wind. Fly like the wind.
The wind has died down temporarily. I'm sure it's all going to work out just fine.
Well, someday I'll get it back. I hope.
You don't know when.
I have not heard any word about what happened you know, what they're doing.
they haven't given you an estimate.
They've even
anything?
Looked at it yet.
No kidding.
I'm sure that it's probably covered under warranty because there is a recall, and that is the reason why the 12-volt battery was not being recharged at the same time.
Well, keep us updated every day. This is the rundown.
You know, this is dumb, isn't it?
No, okay, it's fine.
I'm not going to mention
it's
it again. I just thought.
You're such a proponent of, you know, EVs and everything. It's
my Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. You know, it's just, I can't get over how these things are happening to me.
Okay. It's 11 minutes past the hour.
Yeah,
it
is.
On this Friday, and downtown State Street is looking just fine. It's beautiful out there. But
sunset tonight.
Yeah?
What is at 8:10.
8:10. Okay, 8:10. Thank you. How's the dew point doing?
By the way.
That's the humidity factor, and it feels muggy out there already.
Sunrise is at 5:56, just to let everybody know.
It already happened.
Okay.
Well,
it already happened, I know, but I'm just keeping people updated on this because it's going to change. It's going to change.
How's the moon? Is the moon waxing or waning?
I don't have a moon thing on here, but I do know the humidity is 84%, and the dew point is really high, 68 degrees.
Oh, that's why it feels so muggy out there. Okay. Well, we'll get through it. It's going to be really hot today, high close to 90, and right now 73 degrees.
A weather window, by the way, also indicates that the smoke is out of our area.
Yeah, it's gone. It's going to be a little breezier today, too, so that'll keep the smoke out of here.
Well, that's nice. I need a nice breeze. Boy, that tornado in here really helps.
Got a fan in the studio here.
Yeah. Why don't studios have, like, ceiling fans? They're real quiet.
They do need it,
And keeps the air circulated somehow.
Yeah. Well, we should bring that up at the next meeting. See where that goes. make a note of that, Doug.
We can't get running room it down mics now. In here, much less a fan.
A little bit later on this hour, we're going to talk to Judy Davidoff. New Isthmus is out. And there's some great articles in there and some things happening around Madison. And we'll talk to Judy about that.
Isthmus caught the Wisconsin State Journal with big error.
Right. Yeah. And she'll tell us more about that.
Yeah.
And let's see. Rocker will be here. He was off last week. He's back today. He took last week off, following Atwood Fest.
Yeah. He had a busy weekend last weekend. It was fantastic time. People have to go to Atwood Fest. It's great. Food, everything.
Fun times.
Yeah.
And you guys introduced,
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons people should go is
Fat
to
Function.
See us introduce a band and throw T-shirts out into the crowd. That's why people should go, damn it.
to see our 2 minutes
our
on stage.
Our antics. See two radio personalities that you're not supposed to see just here.
Right. Oh, well, is it time for what's happening now? What's worse?
I guess so.
Which would you rather do things with?
But first can off, we add a little more?
First off, it is a waxing gibbous, by the way.
The moon
is a waxing gibbous today.
Gibbous.
Yep. And tomorrow.
They were big at Woodstock. They've opened up for Hendrix.
I know. I thought, what a great name for a band. The waxing gibbous.
Okay.
All right.
Wow,
yep.
Thank you for
and then
that.
Tomorrow's a full moon. Okay, let's just get into
this. Oh, really?
Yep.
The waxing gibbous is just before the full moon?
Yeah.
Oh,
waxing
my
gibbous.
God.
And then full moon.
I had no idea they were related.
Wow. Right?
All right, let's get into
this. All right, more echo, please.
Please. Yeah, as much echo as you can provide.
Wait until you see and hear this.
Yeah?
Ready?
You amplified it.
This is...
All right, I got to get off the... Gonna get off the moon tab here. He's crying. He cries every morning because of this.
You know, I was in production for like 15 years. You know, producing commercials, adding effects. That is the most extreme effect. It just amazes me. But I do love that. Okay,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right. First question: Would you rather find a person or 1,000 cockroaches in your attic? A random person. It's a 50-50 shot. They'll be, rude, nice, trying to...
Oh, you mean you're just a person wandering around up there?
Yep. In your attic. Just randomly in your attic.
Or
1,000 cockroaches.
Hmm.
Geez, I'll take the random person up there. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can have a good conversation with them.
Yeah, I tend to agree on that one. I think I would too.
Yeah. I would too. 1,000 crocs, that's a little too much.
I think that random person is the one to put the mic stands in here.
Maybe we get him on the show.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right, second question. Would you rather have super speed, but only backwards, all right? Or be able to teleport, but it's a completely random place, and you have no say where to go. All right? Super speed, but only backwards, or teleport to a completely random place.
Well, super speed backwards, because I probably wouldn't use it very much, so.
It wouldn't bother me at all. Yeah, I would be going backwards. That's all I would be doing.
Do I get to teleport back?
Anywhere. Oh, well, that's interesting.
I wouldn't mind teleporting if I knew it was going to work and I could get back.
What if you couldn't go
back? Well, then I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Wow, draw the line there.
No, okay. All right.
I want to be able to get back, you know.
I think I would do the super speed, though.
Yeah.
I would do the super speed personally.
You have an option there.
Yeah.
That seems right.
Yeah. I would always go backwards. I'd be doing moonwalks day in, day out.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's all I got.
But if you can't decide where you're going to go, it could be endless, forever.
Yes.
Just ending up places, you know. I read a story about some plans to build a 36-mile-long space station.
Oh.
That will leave Earth forever. I can't remember how many people would be on, 100 people, I think.
Really?
And they would leave Earth on this 36-mile-long spaceship.
And never return.
And never return. Doesn't sound like a great deal. I don't know.
They don't know where they're going?
Yes. And it's inundated with windows. So you get to see the stars passing by. They all look the same, though. Yeah, you get over that.
A couple of weeks. Then you're stuck there forever.
I know. That doesn't seem right to me. But
see, that's why I would do the super speed backwards, right? Because I wouldn't be able to go back.
You wouldn't be a good candidate for that space flight.
That would be really. Is this a NASA thing or is this
no? No, I just saw the story. I read some of it and thought, that's a dumb idea. Right. It's as dumb as putting a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Is that something we really need?
Well, here's the thing. You can't use batteries on the moon because the sunlight isn't always there. In fact, it's gone for a long period of time. The dark is there. Yeah. And so they need something perpetual, and that would be nuclear reactor. But how do you build a nuclear reactor on the moon? How do you transport one up there? Yeah. Even if you managed to fly it up there, how would you get it to land and then start it up?
It's a dumb idea.
They're not that close to this. I mean, they do have a small reactor. Yeah. They've come up with one. Now they have to get it up there and then put it in and start it up and then have somebody connect, I don't know, a cord to it somehow.
It's going to take years
and use it and use it to charge their phone. I don't know, but that is what this administration is planning on doing, and they're not going to be around that long to do something like this.
Okay.
But thank you for the plans.
Keep us posted on that.
Yeah. Well, I will.
All right. 19 past the hour, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. Give them a call today, 608-249-4077. And
Great stuff.
They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. It's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah. Getting on the a good foot this morning. It's Gordy Sumner, WMDX. This is John and Gordy in the morning. 92.7 on your dial in case you're you know, driving to work and you got to turn that dial.
Right.
And then find us there or
just set the button there.
Just bring us up on the Civic Media app.
That's the way to do it.
Choose our station on the, what did I call it, a hot button?
Sure.
Yesterday?
Yeah, the hot button.
That says WMDX. You can listen to the station, you can text us, and you can also voice note us. We'd love to hear from you and have you participate in the program.
Absolutely.
And on top of that, YouTube, John and Gordy in the morning.
You can also tune in there, YouTube.
As well as Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're still trying to get X. We don't know about that. We're still trying to figure that out.
Well, Elon has probably blocked us.
Probably.
Specifically.
Okay. This portion of our show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Hey, they have the back-to-school sale going on right now. And the more you buy, the more you save. You can save 20% on two accessories, save 30% on three accessories, and twin-size sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499. It's Verlo Mattress back-to-school sale going on now through the month. Check them out on the east side or the west side of Madison, or just go to verlo.com.
And don't forget.
Yeah.
Adjustable bed frames.
Yes.
Tell them John Peterson sent you and insist that you get one.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll look at you in stunned amazement and walk away.
Who's John Peterson?
Call security. It's a free ticket Friday. We've got a four-pack of tickets to give away. Yeah. And this is how this works. This is your chance, and it happens every Friday all summer. We've got a few more weeks to go with this. All you need to do is listen for the keyword to text to enter the statewide contest. Don't forget to tune in all day since each host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have five chances to win each and every Friday. And the keyword this hour is ground. G-R-O-U-N-D. Ground.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the game... the Brewers and Pittsburgh. The Pirates come to town Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, August 13th. Again, a four-pack of tickets to the Wednesday game against Pittsburgh. The keyword is ground. Just use the Civic Media app. Text that word into us before 8 a.m. And again, it's a statewide contest. We'll contact you if you are the winner. Okay?
All right. That sounds excellent.
All right.
Excelente.
Okay.
You know, so much... There's so much news, so much to talk about. It's outrageous.
Where do you begin?
I know.
It's just overwhelming every day.
My head hurts every time I think about looking into all the misadventures of this administration.
Yeah.
It's one bad thing after the next.
You have a heavy weight on your shoulders, John Peterson.
It is.
You know, because you have to bring all this horrible news to us every day. Try to figure out how we can, you know, deal with it.
How to swallow this.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that statue, you know, with the strong man with the globe on his back. You know, he's holding
Atlas?
The globe. Atlas.
Really? That's it. That's you. I'm all hunched over. About to fall over. Yeah.
Is it Atlas, the guy?
I don't know.
Who got sand kicked in his face, and he worked out, and he became a muscle man and started beating up all the other strongmen on the beach.
Charles Atlas. Wasn't that on the back of the comic books?
Yeah, it was always on the back of the comics, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, even then, and I collected comics, I didn't believe any of that stuff.
You didn't?
No. And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of people that were in that kind of shape like today.
Right.
There, guys didn't have six packs back then.
No, they didn't.
I think they were proud just to have a kind of a smooth stomach.
Yes. Oh, those were the days.
Huh? Yeah, those were the days where you could just have a smooth stomach and not have to worry about, you know, rippled six packs. You know, because one of my favorite movies of all time was Gidget, one of the very first surf movies ever.
Terrific.
Cliff Robertson was in it.
Mm.
James Darren was sang the theme song for Gidget. It's a great song. It was
James Darren later in the time tunnel, right?
He was in the time tunnel, yeah.
Stuck in that time tunnel for years.
Yeah, he went to college after Gidget and became a scientist and sadly got lost in the time tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to get him back, but that didn't work. No, he passed away recently, by the way. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a great movie and, you know, great times, innocent times back then.
Yeah. Did you, and then it became a TV show.
Yes,
right? It did. Sally Field.
Sally Field, yeah.
Yeah.
And but I still,
that was before,
still have a crush on Sally Field.
Well, and then she became the Flying Nun. Remember that show?
That's
just crazy. You talk about
the Flying Nun?
Yeah, Flying Nun.
I'm going to look this up.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't even look that one up.
Well, you know, look at the pictures.
Yeah, that's not good.
These nuns had these headpieces.
Yeah.
And since Sally Field was small and thin, and she could fly. Because of the headpiece on her nun outfit.
That may have been the reason why they got rid of those hats.
Show didn't last too long, a couple of years.
It was terrible. It really was. Portraying her as a nun, yikes.
Okay.
Not good for a heartthrob.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay, take a breath. Take a pause. What do we got coming up here? We've got Judy Davidoff in about 20 minutes.
We got Mark on the line. Not on the line, but he texted us. He said, Pete Hegseth now wants to honor the heroic traitors of the Confederacy. That's true.
Is that right? I hadn't heard that.
They're re-erecting a lot of these statues that they took down.
Well, and renaming the forts.
Protest. Yeah, and renaming the
military
forts,
bases.
Right?
Yeah.
And getting rid of minority ship names.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's just... It's all pretty obvious.
What they're doing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, now they want to find out what colleges, what kind of people are applying to those colleges. They want to know the race of the people going to colleges, signing up to go to colleges.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they didn't look at race. I thought they didn't care about color.
You're right.
What's going on here?
Okay. 6:29, when we come back, we'll... open the door to Idiocracy here on John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX, Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning.
That gadget is mine. It's not the same down by the sea since the gadget came to Waikiki. You'll hear the native boys all sighing way down on Manalua Bay, 'cause when the gadget goes Hawaiian, she goes Hawaiian all the way, man.
All the way. She's going all the way. Alright, that's gadget.
Yeah, gadget.
WMDX. Kind of makes you feel summery, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's summer-like weather today.
Yeah.
High and close to 90. It's going to feel hot and humid by later this afternoon. Right now, 74 degrees. Once again, we have our free ticket Friday going on for tickets to the Brewers game. This game is on Wednesday, August 13th, next Wednesday.
How can you not want to go? I mean, the Brewers at the top. You know, I mean, watch one of the best teams in baseball right now.
This is it. Yeah, yeah. So if you want to get in on that, text us the word ground. Use the Civic Media app, find WMDX, text us the word ground, and you'll be in for a 4-pack of tickets. And if we select you as the winner, we will let you know. It's a statewide contest, okay?
Yeah, it'd be great if we did let them know.
Because it would be really bad if we didn't let her know.
Yeah, if we picked your name and we didn't tell you.
Wouldn't be much of a contest, then, would it?
No.
Be kind of a waste of time for everybody.
A lot of sad faces around. And we'd still have the tickets.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with it.
Okay.
Idiocracy. It's time for Idiocracy.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
2016.
At no point rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time, and that's what we do on this program. We feature the dumbest things that are going on in the administration this time around.
And there's plenty to choose from.
It's just endless. It's an endless fire hose of dumbness. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about DEI and not seeing color, you know.
Yeah.
What's new in that department?
What?
It's not working for them. It really is not working for them.
Mm.
Trump says Triple H and the rest of his sports commission, I don't know what Triple H is,
will be
working on college football in terms of what happens.
What?
I know.
Why do they want to get into this?
This whole thing is a mess. It really is. What they're doing is they're taking a look at college football, and they don't like the fact that all the money and all the attention is going to men's football. All right? So let's play. This is cut 36. Let's listen.
It's a mess. What happened? It's what they're doing with college football, and the fans are upset about it, and players are being taken from team after team.
Oh, that's awful.
Being traded around like playing cards. Very, very bad for women. Very bad what's happening.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden there's no women that are able to get the money that they're talking about. You know, it seems to be going mostly to football, some basketball.
Yeah.
And women's sports are being totally decimated. We know that, Annika, you know, with this. It's all going into football and women are being left behind. And lesser sports are being left behind. And the Olympics is being decimated because that was like training for the Olympics, and now we're not going to have that. We banned men from competing in women's sports, and last week the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee announced that they will be complying with that orders.
Well, it's nice to bring that up. I don't know how that fit into what you were talking about. It. So let's get this straight.
Yeah.
He's worried about women's sports, right?
Sure.
But isn't that DEI, once you start focusing the attention on one group over another, that's DEI.
Yeah.
They can't seem to get this right.
Yeah.
They don't understand the DEI situation. They use it as a weapon when they want to use it as a weapon, and then they whine and complain that women's sports just not getting enough attention. We should focus on women's sports, but that's DEI, you dumbass. You know, I have a feeling that you and I are going to be making it to Alligator Alcatraz if they're allowed to continue to build Alligator Alcatraz. I understand a judge has put a stop to it, a halt to it,
for
environmental reasons.
Yes.
They're taking a look at environmental reasons why they shouldn't be building that complex down there in the swamp.
Interesting, yeah. We'll see if the Florida governor has something to do about that or if he'll, you know. Say, so let's cut through the red tape and we'll build it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? They were told not to keep building it, but they kept building it.
Yeah, of course.
And the judge is really upset about this.
Of course. So, they're not listening to any of these judges.
So they're looking at the environmental impact of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may affect a lizard or two. But you know what? If it affects a lizard or two, shouldn't it be more important that it affects a human being who is staying there?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that something we should also look at?
Because,
you know, there's a lot of abuse going on down there already.
Mm.
And then they're expanding it and building onto it. And that's been stopped for environmental reasons, not humanity. Forget the human cause, the human condition.
Yeah, we don't worry about that.
But anyway, DEI, women's sports, they have their own form of DEI, and you know, if they want to use it to make a point, that's their thing. But they can't have it both ways.
Is this just another distraction? Is this just another topic that Trump is jumping on
actually,
with women's sports? Or
if you think back on what you just heard, I think it was a hallucination.
Really?
I don't think he knows what he's talking about. He was all over the map on this thing. Mm. I don't know what the Olympics had to do with any of this. I think that was a distraction to the distraction of worrying about women's sports and how the focus is now on men's football, which, by the way, it's been like that for at least
forever.
Yeah, forever.
Well, and why is this WWE wrestler Triple H involved in any of this? Is he just an advisor
to
all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
So anyway, that's the sports commission, and they're just worried sick over DEI, women's sports. Okay. All right, now let's get into Rick Scott. This guy is something else.
Again,
this is the Voldemort. This is the Voldemort of the Senate. Rick Scott, the fraudster. He's a fraudster. He whined about corruption in Congress. This guy, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. I got to play this guy. Rick Scott said this during a debate around the Pelosi Act. You know, let's actually name senators in these acts so it sticks, right? Pelosi supposedly made some investments. Insider training is the trading, rather, is the insinuation anyway. But this is Rick Scott angry about being, you know, lumped in with all the other corruption that's going on in the Senate. Let's listen.
I don't know how many people in the audience, how many of you don't want to make money? Anybody want to be poor? I don't, right? So this idea that we're going to attack people because they make money is wrong.
Oh.
Is absolutely wrong. Okay. We should cherish all of our different backgrounds. Every one of us has a different background. I've got a business background. But what I was just accused of is making money, and somehow I can't be fair and do things the right way.
You can't.
So
actually,
I think it's disgusting what this what is going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So, But you know, I agree with completely agree with you. We've got to stop people from trading stocks.
Pelosi,
but this goes is way different. This is an attack against the president, attack against the vice president.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So I think it's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong.
Okay, right.
So, you know, he's, you know, there's nothing wrong with this guy, right? I mean, he is upstanding. He is trustworthy.
He seems offended that, you know, about the money thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want me to make money?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Who doesn't want to make money?
You want to make money. I want to make money.
Well, you know, Rick Scott was making a ton of money when he was the CEO of a healthcare company, and he ripped off the government, and he ripped it off so bad that when they finally convicted his healthcare company, the one he headed up, he was fined $1.7 billion for fraud, one of the largest decisions ever, and he pled the Fifth 75 times in his testimony. So you got to wonder why no one can trust Rick Scott anyway. He's still living through this, and you know he's trying to rehabilitate his image. Ain't working.
Yeah, good luck.
He's a victim. You know, he's getting smeared.
He's the victim.
Because he never ever would ever be corrupt.
Right.
All right. So let's listen to Scott Bessent. You know, he's the Treasury Secretary, and I've never seen anybody so stiff in my entire life. I get a kick out of him because you never know. Is he going to smile? Is he going to move?
He always has a smile.
Is he going to tilt his head one way or the other? No. Yeah. No, he's never going to do that. So anyway, Bessent basically admitted something to Eugene Robinson, who was interviewing him, and he admitted that the importer pays for tariffs. This is finally have
the
something
truth
on this. Yes. Now, they've been avoiding this for a long time, but here it is. Listen up. 75. Cut to 75.
Right, but assuming it does come from Brazil, say, or it comes from any country with a tariff, who writes the check to the Treasury?
Well, the check is written to the person who receives it at the dock. In the U.S.
Mm-hmm. The check is written by the person who receives it. So the tariff is paid in this country by the importer, is that right?
But the Brazilian exporter could decide that they want to keep market share. They could lower their price.
Lower their price.
The full 50% of the tariff, say. You know, and
they could eat part of the cost.
Which is what we've seen.
Uh-huh. Okay. But the check is written by the importer, right, at the dock.
Yeah, and then, you know, the importer can pass it on or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And of course, the importer is going to pass it along.
Of course they are.
They're going to eat it. And the country selling the product is going to cut the price of their product.
That's not going to happen.
What are they trying to tell us? You know, anybody believe any of this stuff? Truly.
No. Getting some texts in here.
Yeah, Rick Scott did take the fifth 75 times,
yes,
committing Medicare fraud, okay? I mean, this guy really took advantage. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And Mark also said, heaven forbid we house humans in humane, safe conditions.
Right.
First tropical storm in that part of Florida will flatten that hellhole. Talking about
that's pretty much,
alligator, yeah, Alcatraz.
That's pretty much, yep, what's going to happen. So,
mm-hmm, if you have a comment or a question, you can call us, 608-879-8255. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They emphasize convenience over complexity, helping people change their lives. You can call them today, 608-249-4077. Ask for Jim or Sarah. They help John out, they help me out, and they can help you too. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Back with Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose-stepping mama on the cover chart. Goose-stepping mama, taken by and large.
Yeah.
While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Mama.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate for the dictatorship that we're under right now. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning, broadcasting under the dictatorship of Donald Trump.
652, 90 degrees is our expected high today. Lots of humidity out there. It's going to feel pretty warm and muggy all day long. Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus joins us this morning. The new issue for this month just came out yesterday. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Pretty good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have quite the scoop. You know, as editor, you
which
have
one?
which one?
It's
yes.
Your article. I know which one. It's the Brayton lot in downtown Madison. Sadly, a fairly new reporter used AI and didn't double check the information in that EI information that she pulled up about this development, redevelopment. And there were a few errors in it. This is just fascinating. I did not know this until you guys revealed it here, and you found out. This is your discovery, and good work.
Well, I mean, Jason Joyce did the first piece, and he really, you know, right when he read the first story, he was like, wait, what is this coffee shop? I don't know this coffee shop. And, you know, just started trying to find out. And, I mean, the truth is we still don't know exactly what happened because the State Journal has not detailed exactly what happened. They refer to a, you know, AI issue in the editor's note. They pulled that original story, rewrote it. But as I wrote in my column this, month, my, the real question is not necessarily even that AI was used, but how did that story get through an editorial process to be published?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. The thing is with AI, and we talk about it a lot with Busted Pencils, their educators talking about education and using AI in education. And one of the things they talk about is double-checking all the AI points that are in whatever it finds. You have to look every one of those issues up in order to substantiate the truth, because it could pull information from anywhere, movies, joke sites.
Yes. Well, we know, of course, there are, lawyers who've been caught with made up briefs. And I saw one thing, a professor who posted about a student coming to her complaining that it looked like the TA had used AI to grade a paper.
Wow. No, that's even worse. So, oh,
right,
no.
Right. Yeah. Or not a, yeah. So, yeah, it's all over. It's an issue.
Well, and one of the things that you point out in the article, Judy, is, you know, newsrooms are downsizing, and even the local TV station, WKOW, you talk about Allen Media downsizing the meteorologists and how that there was some pushback on that. But yeah.
There was very quick pushback, and that at least then did not happen. So, you know, WKOW, for instance, and all the other stations they own still have their local meteorologist, but that was a very real threat that everything would have been moved to Atlanta for Weather Channel.
That's outrageous. Getting rid of local weather. Yeah. I still can't wrap my head around that one, but you know, management does what
cost
management
savings.
Does.
Yeah,
cost savings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not acknowledging the, you know, I think the worth that local journalists bring to the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about this article? You, again, we're talking about the new isthmus, just came out yesterday. The pot or not pot, Madison cannabis retailers navigate legal loopholes. What's going on there?
Well, to be honest, I still find it as somewhat confusing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, the Farm Bill had this loophole for hemp. Mm-hmm. I guess, sourced products that do create a high, like, you know, traditional marijuana. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're seeing a lot of these cannabis shops around town for, you know, things you can eat and smoke. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of feels a little Wild West-y.
I lost count of how many pot shops there are.
I know.
On
they
State Street
everywhere.
And University Avenue. I mean, they're all over the place now.
I mean, this is like the 60s with taverns. These are everywhere, and I don't understand half of the language that they're using on their windows. I remember driving down Willie Street, and they had a couple of guys outside giving away free samples of pot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we did include a helpful glossary at the end.
Yes.
I hope that will help.
And once again, we got to wrap up
that
here
will
shortly,
help, by
but
the way.
But beautiful cover art. I don't know where you find these artists, or do they find you and submit things? This is just a gorgeous cover.
Yeah, no, a lot of it. I mean, really, it is all Tommy Washbush, who's our art director, who just really tries hard to be out there. There are a couple of kind of networking groups of illustrators and artists. He's a graduate of Madison College that has an amazing graphic art department. And so they have portfolio shows, and he goes whenever they have it and talks to people and, you know, recruits. So he's really the point person for the covers.
Yeah, Megan Stout is the artist for this
beautiful
one. Gorgeous. Judy, we're out of time, but thank you for joining us. And again, we'll look for the isthmus anywhere you can find it. It is out today or yesterday and all over Madison.
All right.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Great stuff in there.
Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Rocker will join us with a Max Inc. preview. We'll also check in with Savannah Tomei Olson about some news headlines coming up in just a few minutes on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
She's got perfect skin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.